Hey everyone, welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 68. I am your potent host, Spider Star Yu. You know, the person with the juice and everything. Today I am joined by fantastic people, Dark Boo.
Hello.
Toadette.
Hey.
Timmy.
I have returned.
And Super Zambazy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Today we have a great podcast planned. We're going to be talking about Mario Kart Wii versus Mario Kart 7. Which Mario Kart is truly better? So, but before we do that, we have to talk about what everyone has been doing this week, because I know there's been so much to say. So, Dark Boo, would you be okay with starting off?
Okay.
All right, you start off.
I went to Walmart. That's what I was saying. I wasn't going to talk about the Walmart incident right here. I was going to do it on Black Friday, but after I'm like, no, that's a different entity. Like I was saying, on Wednesday I went to Walmart. I had some cash from SSS. So I went to Walmart, and mind just after class. So mind you, I got class at 11 to 3:15. Then after, I caught the bus, I was going to go home, and then after, I'm like, dang, I paid my phone bill. And the only place I know to get a car from, Walmart, Miss Walmart. I get there, I had to catch the N55, I got there, I was like, yeah, bill. So I had to push car, I was shopping, I was, you know you got that money, you be like, boom, shalaka, boom. I'm just putting everything in that push car, bam, bam, bam. And then after, people gonna look at me with some, you know how people look at you with that questionable face, like, what is he doing here? So mind you, I have my push cart, I was rocking, yes. So I'm pushing, I'm shopping, I'm trooping, I'm listening to Azealia Banks. My music is bumping, but please, don't stop me. One person stopped me and be like, how old are you? Excuse me? How is me giving you this information to help your life? I'm like 18, mind your business. So I kept on trooping. And somebody else gonna look at me and be like, and whisper to one of his friends, is he 18 or is he younger? I'm like, these bastards trying me. Then when I get to the toilet paper aisle, I get the toilet paper for my ass. So I get to that part, they're gonna be like, what part to say, are you stealing? Excuse me? You think I'm stealing in this Walmart? What the hell is in Miss Walmart that I want to steal? And then he was like, can I look in your book bag? Can I look in your purse? It was a male. Can I look in your purse? Goodness. So like, can I look in your book bag? You want to know what's in my book bag? I'll tell you what's in my book bag. I have two notebooks. I have one notebook that is filled up with multivariable calculus and probability and statistical inference work. Therefore, I'm using another notebook for just them two courses. And then I still have my English and field psychology in one book and multivariable calculus and probability with statistical inference in another. And I have my TI-89 calculator, which you don't sell here, so don't even try to jump on me. You don't sell TI-89, so they'll be like, oh, you stole it. Okay, you don't sell TI-89. You cheap, not expensive. And also, I have a cheap umbrella, and if you dare say that you sell this umbrella here, you should go to jail, because that umbrella cheap as hell. Like I was saying. So I went to, let me tell you what happened at the cat, that's the, what the hell that thing is? The cashier, the clerk, whatever the hell the damn thing, register. I got there. Mind you, this woman looking at me like, are you waiting on, this what she said, are you waiting on somebody? No, I'm about to pay for this. She like, how you gonna pay for this? Excuse me? How am I gonna pay for this? You watch and learn after you ring everything up, god damn it. What the hell? Talking about how you gonna pay for this. Miss Queen, I'm about to turn you into a cunt because you're getting on my nerves. So then after, I paid the first part of my mama's food stamp, because that was her money. And I had cash. Don't get it crazy. It's not like I had food stamps. I had cash. If I put in my receipt, my receipts are $187.53. So don't try it. After I run it up, I was giving her my 20s and stuff. You know what this happened then, man? I understand she's doing her job. She lifted all the 20s up in the air that I'm giving her, thinking it's fake. Bitch, excuse me? Excuse me? I understand you're doing your job, But you know how some 20s look fake. You hold the 20 up in the air, you see the damn faded Jackson head. And she still thinks it's fake. Oh, I'll be right back. No, bitch, you won't ring this shit up. I'm getting tired of this. I had to leave that store. I left that store, then the taxi took forever. Actually, it took shorter. I was in Uniondale. It took shorter to come if I was in Hempstead. I had to tell her about herself. She about ready her little old shrunk up face. I'm about to pull your hair out. You get on my nerves. You about to be a bald-headed cunt after I'm done with you, queen. She got me mad. Nonetheless, that's all what's been happening because all the other days have been boring. And mind you, that all happened on Wednesday. Thursday, Friday. Wait. I happened to get to the games. I played Mario Kart. We was Five Star Year. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, it was about time we did it. We did it on Friday, too. And I had fun. Yeah, we had fun. We played with Travis and his friend, his quasi-quasi. And I had to cuss a little bit. You know me. I had to cuss. I was like, excuse me now. But that's all I've been doing. And right now, I'm doing a podcast and I'm eating the chicken. Yeah, they got me a little bit of chicken right here. Yes. So I'm going to stop talking because I want to eat.
All right. Timmy?
What has happened? Well, school's beginning on my nerves. Science class. Oh my god. My science teacher's like, the purpose of homework is so that you can learn and practice. I'm like, well, when you give us homework 91.847662% a year, it's not gonna help us. And I fall asleep in that class all the freaking time. And it gets mad at me for sleeping. I'm like, I'm not disturbing anyone, don't make me up. And history is like the same thing, except that like I just fall asleep and the teacher doesn't call me out on it, thank God. And besides that, I've had a lot of tests lately. And aside from school, oh my god, people have been obnoxious and, back to school. People have been spreading rumors about me, like, oh, I like this person, and I'm like, oh my god, just shut up, it's not true. Oh my god, I was ready to kill someone. And besides that, as for gaming, I've been playing Brawl with Spider Staryu, hey!
Hey!
And lag, oh lag. Yeah, I've been getting so angry at the lag, cause it's like, PK flash, and then boom. and like, I'm running into attacks I shouldn't be getting hit by, and Spider's doing the same. I've also been playing Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of Sky, and I've been playing Paper Mario Thousand Year Door, and I've also been recording some Mario Party 6 lately, so yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing.
Okay. Alright, Todetta, how about you?
Well, like Timmy, I've had a lot of tests this week. And they weren't that hard, though. I also had two big projects due. My science project and my history project. So, yeah. My history project actually came out really good. It was I had to make a storybook about the Vietnam War. And I did it with toads, of course, because you know me, but, despite being made with toads, it actually got a lot of, like, praise. Like, literally, I almost went deaf from all the applause, and, it was just really well drawn. I might post it later to MPL.
How about you tell us, Leslie, what you're gonna do later?
Oh, yeah, later today I'm going to see Iron Man 3.
Yes, Leslie.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so SC, how about you? What have you been doing?
Well, I finished school this last Tuesday, so I'm all done with that. I had not really a bunch of finals, but a lot of papers due because most of my classes are English classes. Yes, so school's over. I'm really happy about that. And surprisingly, over the last 2 weeks, because I wasn't on the last one, last podcast, I've been playing a lot of games. And I don't really know how I managed to play all these games, but I did. And I managed to do all my work, my schoolwork, everything at the same time. So I'm going to run through this list really quick. I played some Ocarina of Time 3D. I gotten through the desert, and I'm at the Spirit Temple now. Pokemon White 2, I don't know. I don't even know what I did. I know I played for like 30 minutes. Probably just fought a bunch of random Pokemon, and that's it. That's usually how that game goes anyway. I've played Face Raiders on the 3DS for the first time, or for the first time in a long time, and that was fun. Played Minish Cap, tried to beat the final boss again. Didn't happen. That's kind of hard. I'm playing the Rayman Legends Challenge app, which is actually a lot of fun, especially when you have a bunch of people on your friends list, and you get to challenge their records, and I don't know, it's like this driving force that really makes you want to play, and yeah, I didn't stop playing until I beat everyone, so, or almost everyone. I played some more Nintendo Land when it was my sister's birthday, and Brawl. Played for like 2 hours, of course. I always have to play Brawl. Big events like that. I also played Mario Kart 7 yesterday. Just randomly, I think. Off with some forum people. I believe Yoshiman and Sir Yoshi. Nope, that's not it. I've also been playing a lot of Steam games with Paul, if you remember him from the E3 podcast. Left 4 Dead 2, a lot of co-op maps, a lot of custom maps. Same thing with Portal 2, custom maps. Lots of fun. Also played Horde, and last night I played Tomb Raider. I'm trying to 100% that game because it's a lot of fun. Just collecting random relics and documents. And then I have 4 more games that I've been playing a little more in depth. Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga. I just started that yesterday or 2 days ago. I don't know. Just started that. I'm in the Stardust Fields, I believe. It's so really early on. And I'm doing these logs on the main site where I'm basically writing about what I'm experiencing, what I think of the game so far. So definitely check that out. I also beat Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon this week.
Yes. So finally.
Yes, I know. It's been a while. Because I've essentially been playing it twice. I'd play a level, exit out, and then play it again, but this time record. So it's been taking me a while, but I finally got it done, and I'm not going to spoil anything. I really like the final boss. I actually liked all the bosses in...
My favorite boss was the boss before the final boss.
Yeah, I liked that one, too. Oh, that was okay.
The one at the knights.
Yes. That one was good. The one before that, I won't say what it is, but I thought that was really interesting. And
the one with the train?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot, too. And the game's good. I've got all the gems and everything, and I don't know. I hope we see more of these characters like Egad and the Polterpup in other games. Mario Kart, maybe? Yeah. Two more games that I played. Kirby's Adventure, I've been playing more of what's the third word called, something about butter building. Yeah, I'm almost done with that, but I haven't been playing that a lot because I've been playing a ton of Super Mario World. I think I'm in the fourth world. I love that game so much. There's so many secrets and so many awesome little things to find. It's really challenging, and I'm not playing with restore points or save states or whatever. I feel like that kind of takes away from the challenge. So I'm just trying to play it like you would normally, and it's hard. And that's it for me. I'm sorry for going off, but I've been playing a lot.
Okay. Well, guys, before I get into what I've been doing this week, can I tell you a little joke first?
Sure.
All right. This is so cheesy, but I gotta do it. Where did the baseball keep its lemonade?
Oh, I think I noticed one.
In the picture.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no? Well, anyway,
I got a joke.
Oh, okay, say it quickly.
Okay. A paraplegic and a double amputee don't walk into a bar.
A paraplegic
and a double amputee don't walk into a bar.
Of course, they can't walk.
Oh my gosh.
That's a joke. They don't walk into a bar.
I find that kind of rude.
All right, okay, let me get into what I've been doing this week. Well, first off, I've been playing Mario Kart Wii with Dark Blue.
Yeah.
I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Timmy.
Hey.
I've been being Leslie with Toadette.
Ooh.
And yes. Recently, yesterday, I went to go see Iron Man 3 with some friends and stuff. It was very awesome. Definitely a great movie. Everyone should go see it. It's awesome.
Did you watch the first two?
Yes, I did. The first one's really good. And that's why I like about the third one. The third one kept that charm they had with the first one. I didn't really like the second one. The second one wasn't that well done to me. I didn't like the second one really, but you definitely go see it if you get the chance. Go with some friends if you can as well. It's really awesome and stuff, and it's, you guys wanna know, you wanna know what my brother ate at the movie theaters?
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
He ate this black bean dip and plantain chips. Let me show you guys a picture.
It looked like shit.
You can't. Don't care.
I'm not. I'm sorry. No,
Does look like food.
When you look at that, the first thing that comes to your head, a pile of poop.
Yes, he did. Okay. But, yeah, that's what he was eating at the movie theater. Of course, I was eating my juicy popcorn and stuff. Had to get a big soda and stuff. You know how that is. And, yeah, I didn't get nachos this time. But maybe next time I'll get nachos, but it's just too much money to get all this food that I'll probably eat within the freaking commercial spam. Freaking commercials freaking going on for, like, 30 minutes.
Well, I'm going to movie theaters later today, and, like, all we're just going to get is, like, a big popcorn for all of us and, like, two sodas.
But, anyway, what was I gonna say? What, Justin? I was gonna say something, but I forgot. I've been doing Spider Staryu Talk on my YouTube channel, and I've been recording a new, series for my channel that's not just that, it's like a new game series. And I recently, discovered something about myself that, I need to, get into with, for my YouTube channel. I am going to partner myself up with how do you say this? Machinima? Or is it I don't even know. I think it's Machinima.
Machinima.
I knew it was that. Okay. My freaking friend was kept saying it. That's not how you say it. But I was like, what? That's how it's freaking spelled. No. I was going to get paired up with something like that so I can, earn some cash and become a YouTube partner. And it'll be really awesome if I'm able to do that, because then I can really legally become a YouTube partner, because you cannot legally become a YouTube partner when you do gaming without going into a company like that, because if you do that, then you're basically making money illegally. But if you get with a gaming company like that first, like Machinima, then, because they have the rights to do things like that, so if you're part of their network, you will have the rights to make money off of those videos. So I'm gonna try to get into something like that in the future, and we'll see how that goes.
I thought that was not the way you pronounced that word.
Machinima?
I thought that's nowhere near how you pronounced it.
Same.
But yes, that's pretty much what I've been doing this week. I've not really been playing anything else other than some Pokemon, what's it called? Pokemon White 2. And that's it. Alright, Justin, you're making too much noise. Sorry, my nephew's over here. Alright, so let's get into news and community. The only news and community thing, well, actually, only community news I think I can think of is Spring Fever. Spring Fever is a new event that basically is.
That's true.
Yes. Hold it.
I thought you sneezed.
I thought you said wait. Anyway, Spring Fever is a new thing at Mario Party Legacy Forum, where Maxim hosts an event that's sort of similar to Blizzard Bonanza. Very similar.
Yeah.
There's so far, we're on day 4, and he hasn't posted the event yet, but we have like 3 events we did. We did a Mario Party quiz, we did the Super Mario Stories, we had the riddles. The riddles were hell. not in a bad way, but it was just freaking like, oh,
hectic.
It was like ninjas everywhere.
Chaos.
It was very hectic.
And Timmy didn't know the answer to the Paper Mario questions I had up.
I hate Chapter 3 so much, so I'm like, oh, who is this dog?
It was the capital letter and the uncapital letter. I thought it was obvious.
The only thing I don't like about this challenge is that most of the challenging goes on during, like, the middle of the day when I'm at school. So, like, when I came back home, like, pretty much every riddle was answered, and there were no riddles left. I can't think of my own, so it's like, all right, guess I'll just skip today.
It took them forever to get my simple riddle. Oh, my God. Can I just skip a few seconds on this?
Yes.
Roy G. Biv Arch at the Four Seasons. It took them forever to figure out that was Rainbow Dream.
I'll take anything.
Oh my god. Four seasons. What are the four seasons? Goodness. Fall, spring, autumn, winter. What are I associated with them? Weather, snow, rain, lightning. And then Roy G. Biv's arch. I thought that was the rainbow. I thought that was gonna make it obvious. But instead, oh my god. Somebody was pissed.
Did you guys see on my fifth riddle I had up? I know Boo knows the answer, but I want to see if anyone knows. And if you already know, don't just send it to me privately. Alright, listen to this. Wait, what was the riddle again?
I am faithfully waiting for my boyfriend.
Thank you. I am faithfully waiting for my boyfriend. What was his name again? Who am I? Who knows this?
I do, but I can't answer.
You can't say it. No cheating.
Didn't Lackey Lester have a girlfriend?
Oh, wait. I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Lackey Lulu.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I thought it was obvious because of the, I'm waiting faithfully. Justin, I'm waiting faithfully for my boyfriend. She's waiting faithfully. And then after I said, what was his name again? Because everyone, like, confused his name. Because Lackalester, Spike, Michael, and everything else. So, yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was Scooby-Doo.
Anyway. But that's pretty much all that's been going on. There's not really much else. Justin, you're making too much noise. Please go over there. All right. Anyway, so let's get into our main topic today. Our main topic today is Mario Kart Wii versus Mario Kart 7. Some people feel differently about the Mario Kart series. Some people like Mario Kart Wii more. Some people like Mario Kart 7 more. I know I personally like Mario Kart Wii more. I know some people feel different. And their name has an S in it, and it has a Z in it as well. I wonder who that is. But we're gonna get into this whole thing, and we're going to see which Mario Kart is truly better for the Lost Levels game. So let's start off with basic topics that involve Mario Kart. First off, the versus mode. Basically, this means the racing itself. Is the racing fun, like driving through courses with the items and stuff? Is it balanced? That's what we're going to talk about. Which one is more balanced and which is overall more fun to race with? And I'm just going to immediately start off by saying Mario Kart Wii. All right, you guys can continue on.
I'm going to say Mario Kart Wii because, like, well, I barely play Mario Kart 7, but, like, I just played it, like, a little bit, but, like, because, like, with Mario Kart Wii, like, it's actually, like, hectic, but, like, Mario Kart 7 is, like, really boring and just underpowered, and, yeah, and I know, like, Mario Kart Wii can get crazy with all this item rate, but I find Mario Kart Wii more fun.
Mario Kart 7 has more balanced items, but Mario Kart Wii actually makes you feel more like you're actually driving.
Exactly.
Like, I used to play with when I first got it, I used to play at the Wii Wheel. Now I play at the Nunchuck and Wiimote. But I used to play with the Wii Wheel, and, like, whenever I turn, it's like, whoa, it feels like I'm really driving. Because, like, even when I'm playing on handheld Mario Kart, I still, like, twist my whole body when I have to turn, even though I don't need to do that.
For me, oh, crap, this is going to be hard, because... to put it like this, Mario Kart Wii, because a blue shell will come. That's literally why a blue shell will come.
Alright, so basically... Whoops! Yeah. Essie, what do you think?
Well, I don't know what we're basing everything off of. Like,
well,
what
let's
it
just
feels
say versus
to drive.
Now, we'll split versus and items up. Let's just say versus for now, like the driving itself.
Well, I mean, I guess they're both very similar, I would say. But I don't know, I just enjoy 7 better. And I don't want to say because I like the courses more. I'm trying to think of it... Does this include, like, the underwater and the gliding as well?
If you want to include it, you can.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I think that brought, you know, a little interesting twist to everything. There's not a lot of it, but it changed it up a little bit. I mean, I don't know. They're very similar in my opinion. I just like 7s better if we're just looking at the driving. And can we include coins in this?
If we include coins, I'm automatically going to say Mario Kart 7 is automatically worse.
Well, I don't see the... I don't
the
see
coins make a difference. The coins make a difference.
I mean, why would they give you something that makes you go faster? They already have items that make you go faster. Like, I don't even care about collecting coins. Yeah, I still lose because people collect the coins. I just want to race.
My problem with the coins is that the coins actually do make a difference. If you're in first and then someone behind you has, like, 3 coins and you have 10 coins. You do go slightly faster, and that does make a difference, especially when...
Yeah, if you have all 10 coins, you get an acceleration boost.
So it is a difference, and it pisses me off. I can't stand it.
Well, in that case, then I would say that's a good thing. It gives you something it gives you some kind of an advantage that you don't have to rely on items all the time. You know, coins are everywhere.
If you're in
8th
place, you have 0 coins, you wouldn't be really saying that.
If someone's in 1st place and they have 10 coins, then you're never going to be able to beat them.
You're never going
to
catch up.
That's where the blue shell comes in.
It's not fun.
Well, there's not a lot of blue shells.
And you get a chance to actually
win
the whole time.
Well, that's the thing. This is a racing game, so it shouldn't all be super crazy and super...
Mario Kart's not your average racing game.
That's how you keep somebody from winning every damn time.
All you have to do is get a speed boost at the beginning, you get all those coins, and you pretty much have a shoo-in victory.
Well, good. That means you're good. I don't know. Everything you're saying sounds good to me. I'm like, that's good. It's great. I don't know.
Really? You're very... I got to find an adjective for you. I got to find an adjective to describe you. But we're going to get into that soon. All right, so basically, what is our analysis? What is everyone's final word for versus? Toadette, do you think Mario Kart 7's better or Mario Kart Wii?
Wii.
Timmy?
Wii.
Boo?
Can I pick another? Because I don't know.
Oh my god, Boo. You gotta know sometime. And SC?
7.
And I say Wii. So, Mario Kart Wii wins that. No, this is individually. I'm just playing. Now we're gonna talk about battle, and this is battle. We already know what I'm gonna say, so I'm gonna try not to be super biased, but I'm gonna be completely biased as much as I can extend to. So, battle includes balloon battle and coin runners. Basically, in balloon battle, you have to knock your opponent out, knock their rump out, basically. If they lose their three balloons, they lose 1 point. And basically, you have to work for your team. And if your team is good and stuff, you'll usually win. And if your team sucks, which is the case sometimes, it can be really annoying. Mario Kart 7's balloon battle is pretty much the same thing, except it's individual. And my problem with that is that there's like no action going on at all. It's like oh look, someone's right there. Shoot. Oh, they got hit. Yay. Dude. It's like nothing's going on. That's why I like Mario Kart Wii's battle more. And don't get me started on coin runners. But what does everyone think about this?
Wii.
Okay. Well, do you want to explain why?
Well, I mean, it's really... Granted, like, Wii can get you so pissed off, like, really fast because, like, people can just, like, people get all these crazy items all the time, but that's just Mario Kart Wii's item system in general. But in Mario Kart 7, like, especially in that, that Woohoo Town place, like, whatever it was, the Mii Town, Does anyone remember what it's called?
Woohoo something.
I think it is Woohoo Town.
Woohoo Town, I think.
The city. I feel like it was actually something plaza, but like that me town is so easy to win there, especially in freaking coin runners. You can just find 10 coins in the little secret areas and just hide in the secret areas the whole time. That's how I win. And like you can see someone going by across like the square area, and you can just shoot at them, and then they can't go back and hit you, because then you can just turn around and go the other way.
I don't really like Mario Kart 7's Balloon Battle or Coin Runners, because Coin Runners, when you get the max coins, let's say you have 10 coins. If you get hit by a shell, you lose 3 coins. You don't lose half your coins. And a lot of people are complaining about Mario Kart Wii's losing half your coins, which I understand. But there's a reason for that, because it gives people a chance to win. Because if you just lose 3 coins, I can just run away the whole time once I got my 10 coins, and that'll be it. That is not actually...
And then another thing is that you can only get 10 coins at a time. Like, in Mario Kart Wii, you could get, like, 50 or something like that if you actually are able to get 50. Because usually, from my experience, by the time you get 20, you're definitely going to get hit by a blue shell or something like that, as if you're playing in, like, team mode and all. I don't think there's any retro course. There's three or four retro courses. There's so little battle courses that it's just really boring.
Yeah, playing the same courses over and over again get boring really quickly. Mario Kart Wii at least had like 10. But yes, Boo, what do you think about this?
No. What I think is that, what had happened was Mario Kart Wii, their own battle courses suck. I'm sorry, it sucked. I like the rules, but the courses suck.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all I can say. I like
Funky Stadium.
I hate Funky Stadium.
Hate it.
It's too big.
I love Funky Stadium. I never actually play whenever there's Funky Stadium. I just spend my whole time doing tricks all over the little slide. It's like, woo! Woo! And then I usually just hide in the corners and just, like, do crazy stuff.
It's too big.
I love courses that are big. I like courses where you can hide, but, like, people could still see you. Like, because they got, like, the big map on the side. But I like to hide, and I like courses where you can do a lot of tricks. Those are my favorites.
I don't like camping. I hate camping in any game, even shooting games. I can't stand to camp.
I like Block Plaza and Cookie Land mainly. I like Cookie Land, but there's, like, nowhere to hide. If you have the most coins, you're going to get targeted.
Yeah, I hate Cookie Land because of that reason, because there is no safe point. Like, what if you're just trying to... What if you're just trying to, like, hang out with your friend or something and just, you know, run around and do stuff? You're constantly going to get hit.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's not really the point of battle mode, but there's always some people that just like to fool around.
All right.
N64 Skyscraper is annoying, too, because of that pitfall. If you don't jump high enough, then you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else do you guys think?
Well, my opinion on this, like, Mario Kart 7 was, like, really boring, but, like, more balanced, because, like, with the coin runners, I did not like how you lost half your coins in Mario Kart Wii. Like, that was just way too much, because for me, it's always, oh, hey, I have 20 coins, the last 5 seconds, ambush, and then, like, I just end up with, like, 2 coins at the end. But Mario Kart 7 courses are boring, and, like, the items themselves don't really help you. And, like, with Mario Kart Wii, it's, like, it's actually fun, and, like, the courses are better. Except that I hate Thwomp Desert and Chain Chomp Wii on Funky Stadium. But, yeah, I find Mario Kart Wii more fun.
Yeah, what I like about Mario Kart Wii is the rules itself are good. It's just that the problem with Mario Kart Wii is that they pick bad stages. The stages they made are bad stages. Funky Stadium, I know that you like Funky Stadium, but I personally don't like it. And I don't like Chain Chomp Wheel or Roulette or whatever it's called in, like, Europe.
I love Chain Chomp Roulette.
I don't like Chain Chomp Wheel, and I do not like Thwomp Desert. Oh my god.
Oh my god, I like all the courses you guys hate.
Those courses are stupid.
I hate Cookie Land. You guys freaking pick that all the time.
I love Cookie Land.
I hate Cookie Land, and I hate Skyscraper, and
I hate Skyscraper.
Yeah, Skyscraper sucks. I hate, what was it called? I hate the,
Block Plaza, Delphi.
No, I love Block. No, I like Block Plaza. I like all the Wii ones, but I don't like the retro ones as much.
I like the retro, but I hate the Wii ones.
I do like the SNES ones, the ones that where it's just like a plain maze. But I don't like most of the retro ones. I like all the Wii ones though.
But yeah, like what I was saying, it's just that's my problem marker Wii, because they just pick bad courses. I like the rules though. They should have had an option though for individual and teams. Mario Kart 7 does fix that where it has individual, but it doesn't have teams, not even with friends. That's my problem with Mario Kart 7. I love the team mode, and they didn't change it drastically, but they did change a lot of key factors in it that made the Mario Kart Wii one so fun. For me, anyway. So
I do like how in Mario Kart 7, though, you can choose, at least when you're playing like single-player team with like computer players, you can choose who you want on your team by like switching them apart and all.
Yeah, but on Wi-Fi, they should make it, like, next time on Wi-Fi, you can choose which team to go on if there's teams. I hate how, like, all the time, there's, like, no option.
Yeah, I like to be on red team, because I like red more than the color blue.
Well, SC, what do you think about all this?
Okay, I'll say that to start off, both battle modes in Mario Kart 7 and Wii are terrible. I hate them. They are not fun. They suck.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're saying, but I know you guys. You're upset. At least Staryu.
Uh-huh.
It's 64 Double Dash DS. They all had really great battle courses, battle modes. Those were a ton of fun.
Okay.
And for Wii and 7, they're just. First of all, teams, oh my gosh, no, this is about you. I don't want to share with other random computers. No, I can't control them. I don't want them messing things up. I don't want them helping. I want to win on my own. I want to play on my own. Dying and then being brought back, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. That takes away the need to be careful. That takes away the need to be smart about your moves. I mean, you still want to be smart about everything when you're playing, but I don't know. It just really takes what battle mode is and just completely changes it. And I think for the worse. In terms of comparing 7 and Wii, I like 7 better because it's actually individuals who are playing. I still hate the fact that you can die and come back after you lose all three. That's pointless, but whatever. For future Mario Kart titles, I would definitely look at DS as an example, because the old model with only four players, that won't work in the current Mario Kart state where there's online and you want a lot of people playing. Then you're going to want to have 8 or 12 players at once. So I would look at DS, because that's a good model. I like that. When you die and you're gone.
I have to talk to C on this.
Go for it.
Okay, first off, you are wrong about saying that Mario Kart Wii has no smart moves from, or whatever the heck that, what you said.
I'll just say, not that it doesn't have smart moves, you can still be smart, but I just think it's less valuable, I guess.
You have to be smart for your team, because sometimes when your team is like neck and neck with like 12-12, you can't be like fooling around, falling off, or getting hit. It's really important to stay smart.
That's when I hide. That's why I like choosing Funky Stadium, because when it's all tied, you can hide, and then nobody can ruin your score.
You have to play smart. You can't just like foolishly fall off and stuff like it doesn't matter, because that can hurt your score. You want the whole team to win, so you have to play smart. I do agree though. Like on previous Mario Karts, you have to be like extra careful because you have like three balloons. But it's like just three balloons. That's it. Those matches last like 30 seconds, and that's it. That's why I like Mario Kart Wii's more, because it lasts a long time, and you can just, if your team is good, if you're playing with friends, then it can be very fun just smashing and thrashing against your opponents and stuff. It's really fun that way to me. And I was gonna say one more thing. What was it? On Mario Kart 7, the battle mode is, like, split up so that everyone's fighting for themselves. That means that you have a far less chance of winning. That's one thing I noticed. You have a far less chance of winning. It's a 1 out of 8 chance. Well, with Mario Kart Wii, it's more equal to possibly win if your team is good. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, since it's more equal, that means you have less control of what happens because you have to deal with a team that you don't control. And I don't find that concept better than
what we have. You can't control anyone else on Mario Kart 7 either. They can still rack up points and stuff. So.
Sure,
you can't control anyone.
I think that's good. I think that's a lot more fun, and it's a lot more rewarding when you win because, you know, I just beat 7 other people, and I'm better than them, even if they're computers.
All right. Okay, so our next topic is items. We discussed items sort of, but we didn't, like, get fully into this. The Mario Kart Wii items and Mario Kart 7 items is very different, sort of. Not really, but sort of. So we're gonna clock the T on this, and I don't want to start us off, so I'm going to have Dark Boo start us off.
What? Items?
Yeah, start us off. Wait, which item system you like more and why?
What? Okay. I don't know.
you gotta know sometime. Come on. This is a debate.
Oh, crap. I guess, Mario Kart. I guess Mario Kart. I don't know.
Okay, we'll get back to Boo. Toadette.
Me?
Yeah. Like, which item system do you think is better, and why?
Jeez, both of them suck. I mean, with Mario Kart 7, you can't get, like, multiple, like, blue shells and Bob-ombs or Mega Mushrooms, like, in Mario Kart Wii. But, like, they nerf the bullet bill and the star so much that they're pretty much useless unless you're right next to somebody.
Exactly.
The blue shell is still just as cheap, especially now that it can go on land and hit people that aren't even in first place. They only changed its appearance rate. And of course there are the freaking people that spam the Tanuki Tail and the Fire Flower online, which really pisses me off. You know those people that stop on purpose and then start hitting you?
Yes.
Yeah, especially with the Tanuki Tail, they will stop and then wait for you to drive in front of them, and then they will smack the crap out of you. And don't even get me started on the Lucky 7.
Don't get me started on the freaking Fire Flower. Are you kidding?
Yeah, Fire Flower sucks. I don't really finance this one. Both of them suck. Mario Kart Wii because of the high appearance of cheap items, and Mario Kart 7 because of all the spam ready items. But I guess I will have to say, I guess I'll say Mario Kart Wii. I mean, I think it's less than. I mean, granted, it's still just as annoying to be bombarded by like blue shells and bullet bills, but at least after a while, it starts getting kind of funny.
Yeah. My thing with Mario Kart 7 is that they've really nerfed some items to help you out. They made this coin system to basically give you a boost, and then basically they made this whole item system itself basically doesn't help you catch up. So basically you have items that does not help you catch up, and you have coins to help people go farther in first. So basically if you're in first, there is no chance that you'll catch up, because if you get a golden mushroom, it ain't gonna help you. If you get a bullet bill, it's not gonna help you. If you get a star, it's not gonna help you. That's my problem. With Mario Kart Wii, the problem is that there's too much abuse. Alright, if you lessen, like, some rare items like that, then I wouldn't have a problem with it, but the problem is that it's just too often. But still, even then, I actually like how everyone has a chance to catch up, so it's not just, oh, if I'm in last at the last second, I automatically lose, because you know you have a chance with those Mario Kart Wii items. That's what makes it fun to me. But yes.
I'm gonna say Mario Kart Wii, cause I know it has that dreaded thundercloud that I am a magnet for. But Mario Kart 7, like, it has like the Tanuki Tail and the Fire Flower are just like the troll items, and then the other items, they do not help you at all. But with Mario Kart Wii, like, they actually help you, but like it's just too much abuse, so
I think the only item that can that helps you in Mario Kart 7 are the mushrooms because of how much like off-road stuff they have. Oh my god, if Toadette was in that game and she had her Mario Kart Wii stats, she would just be like the next Metal Mario, cuz Toadette had the best off-road in the entire game.
Yeah, Mario Kart 7 doesn't really use off-road that much.
Every character in each class has the same, like, all heavyweights have the same stats, all featherweights have the same stats, which I guess was kind of okay, but I never got why people would always use Metal Mario and not like for another speed. Character like Bowser, who has the same exact stats, but I guess that's because Metal Mario's smaller, he's just heavy, so you can see more of the screen and all, or something like that.
Maybe
I don't know.
Just because he looks cool?
I think it's because Metal Mario's smaller, like his model is smaller, so you can see more of the track, you know, compared to like Bowser as like his huge ass shell in your face.
Alright, okay, so SC, what do you think? Uh-oh.
Does anyone want to take a guess what I think?
You think Mario Kart 7's item system is better?
Yes, I do. I mean, of course, again, both are, when I say they're not terrible, because it is Mario Kart and it's supposed to have wacky items, but Mario Kart Wii, they're just too outrageous, too insane. I don't know. I can't play that game. I can't play a race without getting a blue shell. That really sucks, you know? And that thunder cloud, that thing, it's the worst. When you get that, it doesn't help you. I mean, I guess it could help you, but honestly, that thing sucks. And I don't know. And then the Mario Kart 7 items, the new ones, like the Fire Flower Super Leaf, I personally don't have those problems with people stopping and Fire Flower. People just suck with that thing. Nobody uses it well anyway. And Lucky 7 is rare, so it doesn't really happen that often. I don't know. I think Mario Kart 7, it's much more balanced. It's not as crazy. It's still crazy, but not as crazy. I just prefer 7's better. And this whole thing about people who are in first stay in first, and people who are last can't catch up. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a racing game. I know it's a Mario Kart game, but that's the point. You're supposed to win. And if I was always winning based off luck, then I would not be happy. You know, if I got a bullet bill and I got to first and that's how I won, that's not how I want to play, you know? Kind of sucks.
Can you at least agree with me that gold, they really nerfed the golden mushroom, the star, and the bullet bill? Can you at least agree with me on that?
Well, I can't even tell, honestly.
You can't tell?
I don't know. I don't play Mario Kart Wii and Mario Kart 7 as much, I don't think, as you guys. At least not Mario Kart Wii.
All right. Well, okay then. Next, we're going to get into character selection. Uh-oh.
Oh my god.
We already know what Toadette's going to say, but let me get into this first, honey. The character roster, basically. Mario Kart Wii had 24 characters, and Mario Kart 7, understandably, had less. They had, like, what, 16, I think? 17, actually, the Mii.
Yeah, 17 including me.
So there's a lot of people hated the Mario Kart 7's roster because of weird characters that made it in. But Toadette's gonna fill you guys in, right, Toadette? You go there, Leslie. Tell them how
freaking
it is.
Mario Kart 7 had like such a crappy ass roster. I'm lucky they even had Toad in it, but that really ruined the play factor of that game for me. They took out like a lot of characters. I don't understand why they would have less characters. I mean, the 3DS has probably just as much space as the Wii does. I mean, I don't know. It's just really annoying. And like the fact that they took Toadette out isn't like the worst part. The fact that they just replaced her as well as other characters, like they don't even have Waluigi in there, which was really weird. Because I mean, I know Waluigi isn't like a super popular character, but he's pretty much been in like every Mario Kart since Double Dash.
And on top of that, they still had Waluigi's pinball as a retro course.
Yeah, they have Waluigi Pinball in the game, but Waluigi isn't actually in the game. That's like having Mario Circuit without Mario in it. And the newcomers? Like, what the hell were with those? Like, okay, a Wiggler, that's not so bad. Lakitu, isn't Lakitu the guy that holds the sign? Oh wait, he's not that guy. He's a different Lakitu that nobody's never seen before, and he's different because he has a red shell. Oh, the Metal Mario, okay, they could have just had him as a costume for Mario. And then they bring in freaking Honey Queen, who's been in, like, what, two games? I mean, granted, though, that they've never, you know, that characters like Baby Daisy and Toadette were never in any games before they got introduced in Mario Kart, but that was usually the pattern that was going on. You guys noticed that after Mario Kart Double Dash with Toadette, each new Mario Kart introduced a character that's never been in any Mario game before. Have you noticed that?
Mario Kart DS had Rob. No, Dry Bones.
No, it's never been in a Mario game. Any Mario game.
Oh, and then it's Rob.
Yeah, that's Rob. I mean, Rob already existed, but he's never been in a Mario game before. It was Toadette, Rob, Baby Daisy, and then for Mario Kart 7, I guess it's the red Lakitu. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just don't get it. It's really awful. I never stopped complaining about that ever since Mario Kart 7 came out.
Sound like freaking Fisher Price toys.
Yeah, and like, what's up with Wiggler? They morphed his design. Like, he's missing limbs and all.
He's like weird.
And he has four arms, yet he's only using two of them. It's like, oh, if he's only gonna use two of them, then why didn't you just give him two from the start?
Wiggler is the weirdest to be in the game for me, honestly. I didn't expect a Wiggler to be playable.
I didn't expect him to be either, but, like, Wiggler isn't as bad as just introducing a Mario copy. Like, just a heavy Mario. I mean, I guess now they'd want to do it so they'd have a Mario for pretty much every character class, because they got Baby Mario for the smalls, Mario for the mediums, and Metal Mario for the heavyweights, but, like, seriously, though, they could have had just costumes. I mean, first they did it with Dry Bowser, but at least Dry Bowser was a little different than Bowser. Like, he actually, like, looks different. Meanwhile, Metal Mario is literally just, like, auto-tuned Mario that's silver. I don't know. I never got over that. And, it's not even the fact that Toadette isn't in there that pisses me off. It's just that they took so many good, actually tolerable characters that actually have, like, somewhat of a personality, and then just replace them with characters with no personality at all. And even like, you know, all you ever see online is Lakitu and Metal Mario. You never see Wiggler or Honey Queen. So what was the point of putting Honey Queen in? Nobody uses her.
Honey Queen is the best. Honey Queen better be in the next Mario Kart. Because that girl has that donkadunk. She knows what's going on. But no, in all seriousness, I think Mario Kart Wii had a better roster.
Yeah, I'm just going to say this, that since even if they didn't introduce the stupid newcomers in Mario Kart 7, Mario Kart Wii still wins by default because Toadette's in there.
I remember when I was like,
Toadette me in Mario Kart 7, but you're always a medium me, and that's just really stupid. Like, I'm not good at medium characters at all, so I want to play as Toadette, as my Toadette me, I should say, but she has to be a medium character.
Meanwhile, I made her,
like, the smallest size possible, yet she's still a medium me. And don't even get me started on the me's voices, they're so weird.
Fisher Price toys. But I remember, like, when there was, like, this thing going on about how Wario wasn't gonna be in Mario Kart 7. I remember, like, when everyone was, like, going crazy about that. There was, like, this whole, like, thing, like, I did, like, an article for, like, SC's General Grasslands. And I made that article about how maybe Wario wouldn't be in the game because, like, no one saw Wario anywhere. And then Koopa was there as well, to top it off. So, yeah, I remember that. But, yeah, who else thinks what? Because we got to move on.
Well, as the guy who likes Mario Kart 7 so much, I have to say that the Wii one's better, obviously. I mean, it's like it's asking, do you want this many characters or do you want less? Which one's better? I mean, it's not much of a choice. It's the one you want more, obviously. And the one Mario Kart Wii has a better balance of characters, a good variety, while 7 was just, it's kind of random. You know, I know Mario Kart likes to have those random characters, but they had them, but they forsake some classic ones. So I don't know, it's a weird decision. And I don't have a problem with like Lakitu and Wiggler, Metal Mario, that's just lazy. If that was a power-up like people originally thought when he was first noticed in one of the videos, that would have been cool, some kind of metal power-up, but that was not the case. Or if every character had a metal version or something. Just Metal Mario's lazy, honestly. So, Wii's better.
Alright. Okay, the next question is course selection. Which game had the better course selection? And I don't like Mario Kart 7 as much as Mario Kart Wii, but I definitely think Mario Kart 7 has better courses.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you with that. Mario Kart 7, one thing I did like about Mario Kart 7 is that it had good music and good tracks.
Like my Calamari Desert! Or,
even though I had to play as Toad all the time. Toady. Well, actually, I like Toad. I like Toad, but it's not as fun playing as Toad when, you know, it's weird seeing me online. You know, I have my me as my little persona, you know, it says Toadette, and then, you know, playing as Toad. It doesn't feel right, but I do enjoy the courses, and I think they had a good selection of retro courses. They brought back some of my most favorites, like the Luigi Raceway and Airship Fortress and Waluigi Pinball. I love those courses.
They
even brought back an old Rainbow Road, which I thought was pretty good. So,
I love Super Nintendo Rainbow Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's really annoying online, though, because of all the Metal Marios there, and, you know, here I am playing as Toad, so, you know, if I were to play Mario Kart 7 right now, and, like, record me playing on SNES Rainbow Road, all you hear is, wah! Like Toad's falling sound. But... yeah, I do. I also, one thing I didn't really get though is did you ever notice that Neo Bowser City, its theme song is a remix of two Toad courses?
Toad Circuit?
It's a remix of Toad Circuit and Toad's Turnpike, but it's a Bowser course.
Oh yeah, cause Neo Bowser City is sort of like a city course, and then the music itself sounds similar to both.
No, it is a remix. It's literally a remix of both. It's a remix of of Toad Circuit and Toad's Turnpike. Yeah, it's a Bowser course. So that's one thing I never really thought made sense. I mean, granted, Neo Bowser City would look weird as a Toad course, because, like, why would Toad have a city? But I don't know. It could have been Toad Town at, like, late at night. I don't know.
All right. What else do you guys think? Timmy, SC?
Well, to be honest, like, I don't know, like, all the courses in Mario Kart 7, but Mario Kart 7's courses look better, but, like, I like the Wii's retro courses better.
I don't agree. I think the retro courses and the new courses are better in 7. Just a better selection overall. I mean, the new courses, they're just... I don't know, there's a lot of variety, a lot of creative ideas, like Music Park, Piranha Plant Slide, the Shipyard, even Rosalina's Ice World, I like that one too. Daisy Hills, I really like that one.
Oh, I can't stand Daisy Hills because of Tyler. Every time I play with Tyler, the guy who used to be on our podcast, he would spam Daisy Hills all the time.
I got tired of it because people would... purposely, like, throw shells at you during the air gliding part.
I don't know. That's my favorite part, the air gliding part, the little shortcut and going through the balloons and the windmills. I don't know. I can get through those pretty well.
When you're gliding, you're very vulnerable. If you don't have any protection, you suffer. But the gliding and stuff was very fun about Mario Kart 7. That's what I really loved about it. And I definitely love the courses in Mario Kart 7, because Mario Kart, we did have some good courses, but their main courses from what they had themselves wasn't as good as what Mario Kart 7 delivered. The only course I really love from Mario Kart Wii, and I'll stick by it, is Daisy Circuit. I love that course. It's so juicy. But for Mario Kart 7, I love Calamari Desert. I love the Daisy Cruiser. Yes. The Dino Jungle. Justin, mm-hmm. Keep it down. Neo Bowser City. Toad Circuit, even though it's a basic course, I love it.
Yeah, that's like one of the best basic courses yet. I wanna find a way to hack it and just I've always tried, no matter what, on the hang glide part, I always try to go near the Toad balloons. I just want to drive on the Toad. I want Nintendo to make a real life Toad balloon for me and send it to me, and I can just have it floating outside my house.
Oh. But yeah, Mario Kart 7 definitely wins this one for me.
What I will say is that I think the Rainbow Road in Wii is much better. I like that one a lot in Wii, but this one is okay. Like,
Mario
I know
Kart
people 7's
Rainbow Road
one.
Is amazing.
Oh my god, Mario Kart Wii's Rainbow Road? Holy crap, that was...
Funkies everywhere, pushing you off!
The most confusing Rainbow Road ever. Like, the first time I played it, I was like, oh yeah, oh wait, what? No! Okay, so apparently that road twists off. Alright, I'll just go here. Oh wait, pitfall! Oh wait, why are there holes exactly. everywhere? Oh no, I'm going through this tube. Oh, I'm safe. Oh, cool, a ramp. Maybe I'll get to do a cool trip. Oh, nope, it just threw me off.
Oh, I love don't get me wrong, I love Mario Kart Wii's Rainbow Road. It was confusing at first, but over time, it's definitely amazing. I'm just saying, I think Mario Kart 7's Rainbow Road is amazing, because just the music and, like, the atmosphere, how different it is, it's,
yeah.
like, awesome. It's like
a trip. I think once the Mario Kart 64 remix kicked in, you can just hear the tears of a million happy fanboys being shed.
15 years! Finally, oh my god!
I can just imagine, just like, yeah, you know, I was playing as Toad, and yeah, you know, I can just imagine driving through, just like, memories, man, good old memories.
Actually, Mario Kart 7 had a lot of references to 64. I mean, even the music after you win a race, it's the same thing. I love it. I just sit there for a little bit and just listen, like, yeah, this is awesome. I know there's. Which is sad. There's 3 N64 courses here, so future titles will have much less. Because they only have like 4 left, maybe. Maybe 3. That they haven't used.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Steve, what were you saying?
Just a lot of N64 references.
I kind of hated in Calamari Desert that you couldn't go through the train tunnel at all.
Oh my god, yeah, I hated that too. I wanted to go through it, and that's, like, especially the worst part. They don't even, in online, they don't even let you give the option to do that, because you'll just disconnect.
But
in Mario Kart 4, when you play a rainbow thing, you just see Donkey Kong's face and those black things and Yoshi and Mario.
Oh, he's talking about Mario Kart 64, the old Rainbow Road, with all the, like, neon lights. I love that.
Yeah, I felt like I was at a rave club.
Yeah, it was awesome. All right, so let's move on. Wow, this is actually one of the things we actually all agreed on. next is music. Music is magic, but which Mario Kart had better music? I definitely think it depends on the course itself. So, and let's be fair, we gotta be fair, though, because Mario Kart 7, it's on a 3DS. 3DS has great sound quality, but of course it's not gonna be as good as a TV. So, let's try to be fair.
I'll say 7.
I like Daisy Circuit so much at Mario Kart Wii. I love the music and everything, and I love the Mario Kart, I love the Rainbow Road, but I do think Mario Kart 7 had some good tracks. It's just... I like Mario
Kart. Although, one thing I did really like about Mario Kart Wii was, the N64 Bowser and the Wii Bowser's Castle. Those are the best ones. Made you just feel like,
when you're playing it, it made you, while you're playing the Wii Bowser, the 3DS Bowser Castle, you know, made you feel like, huh, I'm so strong. But, like, when you're playing Wii Bowser Castle, you just feel like you have, like, pure evil inside you. You feel like you are King Bowser Koopa himself, raining fire upon the Mushroom Kingdom. But Mario Kart 7 still has better music overall.
I'm sorry, I see you go first.
I think they're both good. I mean, there's some music tracks in Wii that are really catchy, and I can still remember them, and I think I don't really think about them, but they all come up, and I don't know. They're good, but I don't know, and 7's good, too. I'm trying to think of something from 7 I don't like, or it's really annoying. The only one from Wii that I don't really like, I mean, honestly, I can't remember. I think they're both good. They both fit their tracks, and they work. I think, did Mark or Wii have new tracks for every single course? New music tracks?
Yes.
I think they shared some in 7.
Yeah, they Toad Circuit and Mario Circuit have the same thing, as well as the two Woohoo courses.
Oh, but Mark or Wii, the only course that really like shared the same track was like Mario Circuit and the Wii one and Luigi Circuit.
Oh. Yeah.
Those are the only courses that share the same track.
Hmm. Oh, and one thing about the courses, I'm not a big fan of Woohoo Island, so those were kind of duds for me. So
everybody just got kind of pissed off and like still is pissed off because of that really horrible glitch that got exploited. But even though it's gone, I still know people who are like never gonna play that course again because the glitch just ruined it forever.
The glitch on Woohoo.
Yeah, but there was also one on Woohoo Loop that would essentially do the same thing, but like less.
Yeah.
But like Maka Woohoo's glitch is just like, whoa.
That everyone would do it. Everyone knew how to do it. I remember when I was in a room with 8 people. Everyone did it.
I would actually respect the people that wouldn't. I'd keep racing, and I would like respect the people that wouldn't do it. And like near the end, we both bump into each other, so we'd honk. So you know, it's kind of like, hey. I like to put bananas near that little gap where near the river where you start doing the glitch, so people slip and they fail the glitch.
Yeah, I usually, because I always, I would never do it. I'm like, I'm too good for this. I'm driving this way, and I'm going to get last. I don't care.
I know how to do it, but I only do it for fun, not to win.
Yeah, but usually when we start the race, I'll kind of slow down and get some good item and use the star around there and then take off.
Oh, yeah, I do that too. That's fun.
So I'm like, you jerks, played right.
Okay. Whatever. Our next topic is Wi-Fi. Oh, Jesus. Let's try to restrict this Wi-Fi to let's try to restrict it to the friend rooms, how they were set up. Cause I'm sorry, but Mario Kart 7 had a horrible community with the friend stuff. I hated those. My problem, before anyone speaks, I want to say this really quickly, and I want everyone to listen. My problem with Mario Kart 7's friend rooms, when I think about Mario Kart 7 more and more, it's not as bad as I think it is. It's just the irks. Like, I'm sure, like, what people feel about Mario Kart Wii, like what SC feels. But with the friend room, Mario Kart 7 had it set up horribly. Anyone can join your friend room, even people that you're racing on Wi-Fi. So anyone can join your room and screw it up, so you can't hold tournaments anymore. You can it starts automatically in 5 minutes, even if no one presses the button, and anyone can start it at any time. If you're not on Skype with them or whatever, they can just start it automatically and not listen. And sometimes when you join a community room, you don't get in, you get into another room. Like sometimes when there's like 8 people in like one community room of the same kind, it splits off, and I think that's a little ridiculous.
I hated how you had to make a community room just to play with your friends. You couldn't actually just like select them and play with just them.
I know, exactly. I couldn't stand it. It was ridiculous.
I don't have that many other. I only have like about three or four friends on my friends list that actually play Mario Kart 7, and so they don't. I don't really get that problem of them just randomly popping in like, "Hey, I'm gonna stay here," but still, I can imagine how that would piss someone off.
Mario Kart Wii is a lot better.
Yeah, because like the automatically starting at 5 minutes, I'm like, "What? What? Why is this happening?" And plus, like in Mario Kart Wii, you can play with 11 other people. Mario Kart 7 is only 7 other people.
Yeah, and you can, and yeah, and in Mario Kart Wii, only the leader could decide when it's time to start playing. In a like Star, you said Mario Kart 7, anyone can just like, yeah, hey, let's go.
Exactly.
And you could not be ready, and then it'll be like, wait, what are you doing?
And plus, like, I'm not sure Mario Kart 7 had, like, the messages that, like, you could, like, say to, like, other people, but, like, I think Mario Kart...
They did, but they didn't have as many. I actually want...
There's a lot less.
I want the next Mario Kart game where you can actually type your messages. I understand they don't want to do that, because there's, like, little kids playing, and there's people that could, like, curse and all and say really profane things, but, like... I don't know, it doesn't stop little kids from playing, like, Call of Duty or something where people are constantly saying, oh, I'm gonna rape your mother, and all like that.
Well, I actually think that'd be really nice if they did that, because it'd be a nice change
of pace. There could be, like, a sensor, you know, if you say, like, the F word on there, you know, it's like, hey, you can't say that.
Yeah, something like that. But I would definitely like to see something like that, and I want the rooms to go back to Mario Kart Wii, please. If you want to do something like that, please go back to Mario Kart Wii. Don't make it like Mario Kart 7. If they do it again, I swear, it's going to be really annoying.
I do like the communities, but, like, they should make that a separate option.
Yeah, they want to make it a separate option. I agree with you so much. I don't want to make it a separate thing. That's fine. But at least, like, allow us to do friend rooms where we can have people on our friend list play and not random people join.
It could be like a freestyle. It could be like a freestyle online room, like Mario Kart Wii's. And then there could be like communities for people that just want to play with certain players. Like, you know, if you just want to play on 50cc, or if you just want to play like battle mode.
Oh, by the way, is there like a limit to like how many friends you can have on Mario Kart 7's roster? Because I know Mario Kart Wii only has 30, but. How much space is there for friends on Mario Kart 7? Do you know?
As much as on your 3DS list, your 3DS friends, you can have as much people that are on your 3DS friend list, basically. So how much does the 3DS friend list expand? Like to like 64 or something?
I don't know.
Let me check that right now. How many friends you can have?
Because Mario Kart Wii pissed me off with only 30 people. Like, come on.
Yeah, I never had like 30 friends on my Wii though, so that never annoyed me.
You could have up to 100 friends on the 3DS, so you can have up to 100 friends on Mario Kart 7.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a shame that the room sucks so much. Imagine if you could play with 100 people all at once.
That'd be hell.
Light City.
I want a tournament where you can play as 100 people and everyone tell that.
SC, what do you think about all this?
I pretty much agree. It's a shame that they didn't include both options. I don't see why not. I guess they were trying to emphasize this whole community thing. I know that was a big thing that they were promoting for the game. So maybe that's why they left out just normal friend rooms. But I don't know. It's why take it out? It's communities are good for their own things, and friend rooms are good for their own things. For me personally, I never use friend rooms. I always... played worldwide, or in Mario Kart 7's case, a community night. That's really the only time I needed to use anything similar to a friend room. So for me, what Mario Kart 7 has is fine, but I know a lot of other people actually like friend rooms, and it's a shame it's not there. So I don't know. For me personally, 7 is fine, but I know it's not for others, and I understand that.
All right. Okay, so let's move on to our next topic. We have two topics left. Okay. First off is multiplayer. This is for multiplayer, like, just on the system itself, about Wi-Fi. And I just realized that Mario Kart 7 doesn't have multiplayer like that.
What?
Well, you could like, connect with someone from another 3DS, but you can't, like, literally play, like, multiplayer just... on the console or whatever itself.
Yeah.
So it's like sort of like ridiculous to me.
You want it to be on the same console? That'd be kind of hard. I don't know how you'd do that.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant like multiplayer, just like, you know, like with computers and stuff. That's what I mean.
Oh.
I don't mean it like that. Oh, what'd you mean? What'd you thought I mean?
I thought you meant like two people on one DS. I'm like, what?
You can do that in Mario Kart 7. You can play in like a Grand Prix with other computers.
I know, but there's like no like versus or like battle. You can just play with those.
Oh yeah, they don't have versus mode.
It's just like a little ridiculous to me. Well, I think, do they have battle mode?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, so they just don't have versus mode.
Which, I mean, the only thing that takes away is that you can't pick what course you want, which, I don't know. I know people don't like that, but honestly, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, if you want to play, you can play the normal mode, which, yes, you have to play all four, but I mean, whatever, come on. If you want to play individual ones, you have... Maybe that's they did that so they can encourage more time trials, possibly. Because that's what you use for Street Pass, and at the beginning of the 3DS's life, Street Pass is something they really push. So maybe that's why they took out Versus, so that there's more focus on time trials. I don't know.
My Kart 7, like the where you actually like link to another person, that's fine. That in Mario Kart, that stuff is fine. I was just talking about like multiplayer itself. Like we're playing with computers. I shouldn't have made it clear. Sorry. Like just playing with computers. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we already know the answer on that. So let's get to our final thing, which is the rating. What is the final conclusion? Hold on one second. Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. First off, let's... Which Mario Kart is better? Mario Kart Wii or Mario Kart 7? And with your final answer, say exactly why. SC, you start us off.
All right. Mario Kart 7, I think it's the better of the two. It has... I think it's more balanced. I like the gameplay better. I think the racing's a lot more fun. Maybe not a lot more fun, it's just better. They're both fun. 7's better. Courses are better. Items are more balanced. I prefer this battle mode over Wii's, even though they both are a tragedy. I mean, seriously, a blue shell in battle, that's unacceptable. I'm sorry.
You know what's unacceptable?
You can turn those off.
A blooper in battle. That's unacceptable.
That's useless.
Bloopers in general are unacceptable.
Exactly.
You can turn those off, you know. You can switch between having, like, cheap items all the time, a balanced set, or, like, weak items all the time.
But not online, right?
No, I think you can.
Oh. I'm not really aware of all these things, then. Yeah, I don't know. I just think 7's better. I had a better time playing 7. And don't get me wrong, Mario Kart Wii is a ton of fun. It's a great game. I just think 7's a better game.
Dark Boo?
I'm sorry for the inactiveness. I'll say at the end what happened, but I would still be with Mario Kart Wii. I wanted to answer some questions, but this computer... This computer and Monique Duvall is a different story, but this, pertaining to this, Mario Kart Wii, because Mario Kart 7, overall, I get bored playing at times.
Toadette?
Wii.
Explain why, please.
Because Toadette.
Okay.
And also, Mario Kart 7 is like the first Mario Kart 7, Mario Kart DS were like the only Mario Karts I actually got bored playing.
Mario Kart DS especially, that crap is boring as hell.
Yeah, Mario Kart 7 is really boring. Not Mario Kart DS is really boring, but it got hilarious once Action Replay came into play.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever used that glitch where you can send, like, multiple items at once? And,
yeah.
Like, if you do it with a blue shell, it makes it look like a Gyarados because of, like, all the blue shells connecting. It's like,
as for me, we already know. I think Mario Kart Wii is better. Actually, sort of when we went through this, like, debate and stuff, I've sort of, like, I don't think, I realized that I put a lot of hate out on Mario Kart 7, but I don't hate Mario Kart 7, it's just, I guess I like to push out that I really like Mario Kart Wii more, and that's a fact. And that is a fact, I do like Mario Kart Wii more, I think the battle mode is a lot, what's the word I'm trying to say? a lot more I tolerate it a lot more, basically. That's all I'm going to say. I tolerate a lot more, basically. The battle mode is fantastic to me. The versus mode, it may be chaos, but it's fun chaos. That's what Mario Kart's about. It's not about all this racing, like, that's not Mario Kart. Mario Kart is all about the items, the craziness, the chaos, the nonsense. The headaches as well. That's what Mario Kart is. The nonsense that goes on. You lose friends over Mario Kart. That's how much seriousness it is. That's what Mario Kart's about. That's what Mario Kart Wii represents, all of it. I'm not gonna lie, I like all the item crap that goes on. It does piss me off at times too, but I just tolerate it and I go with it because I'm used to it by now. I play it so much with Dark Boo and stuff. I'm used to it by now. Of course, I'll still get mad at it, but I'm used to it and it's fine with me.
You didn't want to see us before me, you, Barry, Timmy.
Oh, wait. My God. Me, Barry, and Boo were playing Mario Kart Wii this one time. We were cursing our tails off. It was chaos. We were so mad at each other.
Oh, my God.
I stopped playing because of my horrible ass luck. I'd always get the lightning cloud, like, as an item.
I don't have that feel. I'm a total magnet for that. And, like, when I play with Spider Starya and Boo, every time Boo sees me, Thundercloud.
And, like, I automatically suck because I'm the only one that doesn't use a GameCube controller.
That's funny you said that, Tammy, because every time I play on Twitter, I give her my Thundercloud and she gets mad.
Also, I'm the Thundercloud magnet. I'm just Thundercloud bait. But
I don't care about the GameCube controller. I don't want to go out and waste my money on something I'll just use to get better at Mario Kart.
But yes, Timmy, which Mario Kart do you think is better, Mario Kart Wii or Mario Kart 7? And explain why, please.
Well, I haven't played Mario Kart 7 that much because I don't have a 3DS. But like, I played it a little and I literally fell asleep. I did fall asleep while playing that game. Like, oh my God, it's so boring. And Mario Kart Wii, it's actually really fun, like, yeah, especially with online, because, like, I know there's hackers and all, but, like, I play with people from MPL, and yeah, it's really fun. Even with my Thundercloud drama and my horrible luck, it's still really fun.
I have a quick question.
It's fun just finding some random dude that wants to do random stuff with you, and then you just go off the entire course, like, not even playing the same way at all, and you just mess around with that guy. And there's also Can that I sometimes play with Dark Blue and Spider Starry.
Yes, Can. Yes, we got a Can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should probably explain Can for our audience.
I see. What was your question?
Well, you can explain the Can thing, then I'll have my question.
Essie, do you know what Can means? I want you to guess. Don't tell him, Boo. I want Essie to guess first.
Is it like an acronym?
Yes.
Cool. Uh-oh. Cool as new. I don't know.
What? Boo, say it. You can use the curse word. It's fine.
See. Dang it.
Oh. Boo, you can say it during the podcast because we need people to know what it is.
Clapping the nuts.
Yes, that's what we do. We clap those Like, we can't say it because people watch it, they'll get mad. But yes, that's what it is about.
And num nuts.
Sometimes we do it with Toadette as well, and we just clap everyone.
What I like to do is I don't exactly clap them like Spider Starry and Dark Voodoo. I go out into the road and just drive back and forth so people run into me. I act like a roadblock and I'll just have like Toadette like humping the air doing the wheelie thing and just like it's like and just like drive around in circles and act as like an annoying roadblock.
All right, Essie, what's your question?
Do you guys think that because it was on a handheld, it made a difference? I mean, do you think if it was on a console, Mario Kart 7, would that have made any difference to the game? Besides, obviously, updated graphics.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
I wouldn't
know. Right. That answers
all right. So let's get into our potent questions. This week we have a little difference. Basically, we're going to have everyone say, like, three things about themselves, whether it be something they like or personality trait, and we're going to see which Lost levels share that personality trait. So, we're going to start with Dark Blue. I want you to say three things you either like or is a personality about yourself.
I'm very rude, blunt, and sensitive.
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 Blunt.
I am not blunt. I'll say that right now.
You are very blunt. What else, Ed Boo?
Oh, I said three? Yeah, you said three.
I thought you were going to say other things. Sorry. Alright, Timmy?
Shy, dirty, and skinny.
I don't fit into any of those.
Nerdy and skinny.
Well, I guess skinny.
Mathematics-wise, probably nerdy.
No, Leslie, you're fat. You're my fat Leslie.
Oh, man.
only weigh 100 pounds. Duh.
Oh, damn. I weigh like 118 pounds.
Oh, my God, Timmy, you're a stick.
I'm only 15, too. I'm only 15. Duh.
How tall are you?
Catch you.
I'm like 5'8", 5'9".
Jeez, I'm also 15. I'm like 5'6", 118.
Give me balls.
That's why dogs be chasing him.
Goodness.
Next is Toadette. Say three things about yourself.
Artistic, obsessive, and freaky.
Artistic.
Obsessive.
Done.
SC,
I know you're freaky.
Super freaky. I guess the first one would be I'm more of a quiet, more observant person. I kind of sit in the background first, and I'm more of a person that listens to other people before talking.
So you're shy?
I guess I could say shy, depending on the situation, honestly.
Ooh, aren't you technically obsessive with chicken?
Oh no, I'm just controlling. Good controlling.
Mm-hmm. I see five traits about yourself.
Two more. I'm definitely a huge procrastinator, but not to the point that I don't get it done. I just wait until the very last minute and get it done. I guess that's a trait, but. Does anyone else share that? Because I feel like I do that.
Yeah, I procrastinate a lot.
Yes.
I procrastinate to whereas I don't even do it anymore. I just forget it.
And my last one, I mean, I think I'm pretty honest. When I have something to say, I don't really... They might not say it, but I don't really lie about things. I just say what I think if I'm speaking or whatever on a topic.
Sure.
I guess I'm not afraid to say what I think when I'm asked.
Sure, I'm modest.
Yeah, I'm honest. Wait, didn't you only say two?
Wait, he only said two, that's right.
No, I said three. I said the quiet one, the procrastinating one, and honest.
Oh.
Didn't you say quiet when you were just agreeing or something?
Yeah. You didn't actually say it.
Well, I said quiet and observant. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a kind of big one for me, so.
Okay, now as for me, I will say three things about myself. I am juicy. Yes, I am. I am potent. Who else is potent?
Can you define these things as well?
Juicy. Oh, you want me to get the dictionary? Do you want me to open up the dictionary and explain
Dude, it? Dude, you're the English major.
Oh!
Juicy, I mean...
Oh, bird!
Can't even spell numbers right.
That is bad.
Anyway, well, I don't know if I'm juicy or not, or potent, or because I've never heard those traits before for a person.
Juicy means very profitable, appealing, interesting, satisfying.
Yes, that's me.
Very interesting, colorful, scandalous, improper, gossipy. Powerful. That's what juicy is.
What exactly do you mean by potent?
Alright, let me get with the potent dick. It means potent means powerful, mighty, persuasive, and
Hell no, I'm weak as hell. A baby could beat me up.
Same.
Not me, I'm a killer.
No, I guess you could say I'm kind of juicy, especially with the girls.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
And the next trait I would use, I guess, joyful. I'm very happy and joyful and really excited about life. So I would say joyful. Who else is joyful?
Yeah.
A lot of times I am, but other times, like, I'm just moody.
I'm joyful.
That's good, Justin.
Not me. I'm not joyful. I'll tell you that now. I'm not joyful. I'm rather rude.
Justin, okay, so that's pretty much our traits. We'll do that again some other time, because that was fun. All right, so let's get into our final words first. Dark Boo, you start us off.
The reason why I wasn't able to answer any questions because this computer magically shut off for some unknown reason. Then after, I'm looking at my battery. It said, there is a problem with your battery, so your computer might shut down suddenly. Warn me when battery may need replacement. But yet, I checked 4 different programs and it said my battery doesn't need replacement. So I think it's just Windows 7 acting like a jackrabbit. Also, my mom got me pissed off to the extreme. Oh my god. You better be lucky. I would have ruined the podcast if my mic wasn't off. So, that's why I didn't answer any questions, but I do agree that Mario Kart Wii, for me, is better than Mario Kart 7.
Toret!
Okay, Mario, remember kids, that, listen to Uncle Toadette. Mario Kart Wii is better because Toadette is in it.
SC?
Mario Kart 7's better.
No! Never!
Timmy.
Well, it's finally great to be back on the podcast, but yes, I hope you enjoyed this podcast and this debate.
Alright, so let me get the ending information out. If you want to guest star on the podcast, or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube. YouTube.com/users/TheLostLevelsMPL. You can check out Mario Party Legacy in our form at MarioPartyLegacy.com and MarioPartyLegacy.com/form. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI MPFS at MPIMPFS.MarioPartyLegacy.com. We have 2 current games going on, MPI with Sunny Seafront and MPFS with Windy something.
Windy Sanctuary.
Okay, I'll just let them say it.
Wind Sanctuary.
Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and our Facebook page, MPL Network. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at SpiderStarYou. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube, SpiderStarYou. You can subscribe to, I make juicy, 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 juicy videos. Yes, I do. With Dark Boo, you can subscribe to him on YouTube, 516-974-3494.
Yes.
Subscribe to Super Zamazy on YouTube. He is Super Zamazy. And on Twitter, he is at Super Zamazy. You can follow him. With Timmy, he has his YouTube account. You can subscribe, wow, to Timmy. He is Mr. Timtendo. And with Toadette's YouTube account is Caitlin Robitalian.
Mm-hmm.
Her Tumblr is Unofficial Official Toadette. And her Facebook is Homicidal Fungus.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely check all those stuff out, and be sure to watch the Lost Levels videos throughout the week. Monday through Friday, we have Mushroom Mondays, Juicy Tuesdays, Legacy Wednesdays, Double T Thursdays, and Black Fridays. So, yes, that's pretty much it. That wraps up our podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Au revoir.
See you.
Goodbye, everyone.